You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Just how hot is it in the Pacific Northwest? They are seeing temperatures they have never seen before. Not just for these dates, but ever. Yesterday in Portland, it was 115 degrees. Their average high for that day is 73.
Yeah, toasty.
There were reports of power cables melting, roads buckling. Some people said the vinyl siding was blistering off the side of their house.
I heard a lot of people don't have ACs up there because you don't need them, really.
They don't need it.
So everyone's like, oh my God, it's so hot.
Yeah, my brother-in-law lived up there for a while he was doing one of his medical residencies or whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Seattle had their highest temperature reading ever. They hit 107. There was a town in British Columbia that broke a record for the hottest temperature ever recorded anywhere in Canada. It was 118 degrees. Jeremy, you're about to be driving into that when you go to Nevada.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. And it's that hot in Canada.
Those people are used to it.
Yeah, Canada's
freaking out. In Portland and Seattle, they are not used to this. Weather experts say this is all being caused by something known as a heat dome, where the atmosphere kind of traps hot ocean air like a lid on a pot. Things should start cooling down in the next day or two, but that stuff is wild.
It is crazy.
And then a little bit more of a kind of news for nerdsy type of thing. There's a story that's out about how parents have to deal with something known as brain fog. And Jeremy, this is again something I'm sure you can relate to, but your brain cells get so taxed by all of the stuff you've got to do when you're raising children, mm-hmm. that you just go into sort of like a zombie trance and you're not even aware.
I'm currently in it.
Are you?
Yeah, been there. Yeah, totally.
Gosh. They call it a brain fog, and they asked a bunch of parents in a survey. They're like, what are you mostly forgetting? And they're forgetting things like people's birthdays. They're forgetting work meetings. They're forgetting important phone calls. They forget coworkers' names. They even forget what day of the week it is.
Absolutely, 100%. There was a time I was actually concerned about my well-being and my thought process because I couldn't process anything. I couldn't think properly at all. And I was just like, oh my gosh, is this an onset of something more serious? You know, I couldn't remember things. It was really bad when Reed had colic, you know, in the very beginning.
Oh, right, because you got no sleep.
And there was no sleep, and then coming in early for this job, it was like I was a goner. What were you going to say?
Well, remember we talked a few years ago about that study that said when you're a parent, you actually do get dumber?
You do, yeah.
They said it's, you know, don't take offense, but it taxes your brain so much. This is similar story.
I can barely dress myself.
They say it adds up to a little over 200 hours a year that you lose where you just can't focus on anything.
So true.
Mostly, Jer and I are sharing this story to make parents who are listening right now feel better and to realize you're not alone.
But oh my God, you guys, it's so worth it.
Just keep telling yourself that.
Yeah, so
what else is trending?
Somebody went out and asked 2,000 people what they didn't miss while they were working from home. The top answer was something I had to deal with yesterday because we had people in the office. Small talk, Dom. Mm-hmm. A lot of small talk going on at work. People
I
are not
suck
happy
at
that
small
they were.
Talk.
They had to be chatty at work. And we had a new hire yesterday, so he was in here and all the uppity up bosses.
Our new chief engineer.
Such a great guy. I talked to him more after the show, but it was a lot of small talk, Dom. So
you and I can do small talk on the radio when the mic is on.
Correct.
But put me in a party situation and I can't do it at all.
Yeah, Dom just kind of stands there. He turns into that like new parent mode. Just
right.
He's got that zombie look.
I don't understand. Then, you talk on the radio. I know. I guess I get it all out of my system.
Yeah, he's like, I like those people I talk to on the radio. This is a little self-serving. 58% of people did miss some aspects of their commute. And the top thing, listen to the radio, Dom. Aw, yeah. Two dudes recreated the famous mini bike ride from Dumb and Dumber. If you haven't seen it, kids, Google it. If you recall, Harry and Lloyd, a.k.a. Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey, ride from Nebraska to Aspen, Colorado on a little pull-start mini bike. So these guys tried to recreate it and succeeded. They started in mid-April to kind of match the weather in the movie. They drove 382 miles over 3 days on that little mini bike, rose 15,000 feet in elevation, went through 2.5 rear tires, and spent $22 on gas. And the pictures are on our Facebook, and they did really well recreating it. They had the same little outfits on, and they rode, you know, back to back there on the bike, or I guess back to front on the bike. So they did a really well job, and it's one of my favorite movies, so I got a kick out of it. You like that movie, Dom?
No. Sorry.
That's all right. Kimmy K.
Hey, you don't like the movies I like, so we're
really
even.
We're even. Kimmy K. Kim Kardashian is getting in on the Olympic action. She announced yesterday that she's making underpants for all the Olympians. Her Skims company is the official designer for Team USA's undergarments and pajamas and loungewear. And there's a bunch of pictures now of the Olympians modeling pieces from her collection. So that's a pretty darn smart business move, in my opinion.
Now,
she'll be raking it in.
I do like some loungewear. Like my softy pants wouldn't necessarily, they would be considered
loungewear,
right?
Yeah.
Should I get some Kimmy K loungewear?
Yes, you should.
Hmm.
Some of it looks
right
a little skin tight, though. I mean,
well, do they all have to be skin tight?
I don't know. I've looked at the underpants, but I haven't looked at the loungewear.
I can't believe I am typing into my search bar Kim Kardashian
loungewear.
Loungewear, should that be what I type in?
Yes.
Now that's in my search history.
Every ad on Facebook now is going to be for her line of stuff.
I know. I just.
While you're searching for that, let me tell you about a new weight loss device called the Dental Slim. And people are comparing this to a medieval torture device because it basically locks your mouth shut using magnets. One little magnet goes on your top molar, one goes on a bottom molar, and tink, it seals your jaw shut, and you're forced to stick to a liquid diet. You can just basically fit a straw through your teeth. It comes with a little key that allows you to open it if there's an emergency. And they're saying
there's an emergency Oreo sitting there.
Right. They're saying the Dental Slim does appear to help you lose weight, at least in the short term. Seven people who were obese volunteered to test it out, and on average, they lost 14 pounds in 2 weeks. So a pound a day with these magnets on your teeth. And so it works.
It works.
I'd be concerned of a choking situation, though.
Right.
Speaking of eating, 4th of July festivities, just a few days away. So what do you say we all start fantasizing about our ideal barbecue plate?
What do you got?
Brisket
for me.
Poll asked 16,000 people how they'd like to divvy up their plates. Number one, burgers. Burgers, then hot dogs, ribs, sausage, chicken wing, pulled pork, and then brisket. This is where the story gets ruined for me. The top side, potato salad. Yuck. Corn on the cob is second, baked beans, watermelon chips, mac and cheese, coleslaw, blah, blah. So all the biggie, all the American biggies. I think I'd do the brisket and the mac and cheese and coleslaw. There's my
perfect
plate.
Give me brisket, mac and cheese, and potato salad.
Give me brisket or give me death.
Mm. Brisket with a really nice barbecue sauce that has a kick to it.
Yeah, a little kick sauce.
By the way, I'm hating myself for going to this Kim Kardashian site now because, like you said, I'm going to get all these ads. And there's nothing on there for men. It's all for women.
What?
Yeah, look, unless I'm missing something. There's one section called Boyfriend.
Yeah.
And so I clicked on that. But it's not. It's not for dudes.
Oh.
Now I'm going to. How do I clear my. I need to clear my cookies.
Clear your cookies. Who's got a good men's loungewear line then? We should start one of those up.
Nordy's.
Probably. Clickbait? Yeah.
Clickbait.
Head on over to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a picture to a wedding RSVP card that's gone viral because of the menu choices on there. It's a bit of a typo or some wrongly placed categories because it offers three choices for your entree: beef, pork, or child 12 and under. And it's kind of funny. It was
I like that with a spicy barbecue sauce with a kick, too.
It was on Reddit, and the comments are pretty funny, so check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.